getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, it's Free for All Friday. Welcome back to it. Glad to have you on board. 888-900-9966 and SteveGruber.com, places to get in touch. I've got some emails here I'm going to read from you folks that are not callers. I get it. From Mary, I believe the election is about electing the future Supreme Court judges, even if both candidates do not meet our expectations. I haven't heard much about the importance of this aspect of electing our next president. I feel it's quite critical. Mary, need to spend more time on this program, and we'll talk about it at length as we have already. From Glenn comes this note. I think maybe the FBI should be thanking the Russians for doing their job. If they had moved in and seized crooked Hillary's email server from the start, as they would have against any Republican, which then would have revealed the DNC's involvement, they should have subsequently raided their offices and computers. Crooked Hillary could not pass a security check to work at McDonald's. Love the show, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, and my personal favorite comes from Johnny. I appreciate your great work in providing a voice for those of us who fight to save this country from the grasp of destructive liberal policies destined to destroy our great country. It is encouraging to know that you are using your platform and have the balls to stand up to the whiny-ass liberals and their senseless policies. You clearly demonstrate that you are knowledgeable on the topics and discuss what I need to hear. I appreciate the guests you invite on the show as well. Drive on. Thank you, Johnny. If you'd like to drop a note, go to SteveGruber.com. Send us a note here. If you're not a caller, I get it. Then be a writer. Be involved. You cannot stand idly by in this election. Your voice must be heard. Talk about what's going on out there. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. Keith joining us from Flint. Keith, welcome aboard.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Criminals need political representation just like everybody else. That's why they nominated a unindicted criminal named Hillary Clinton. They bring up the people like Michael Brown's mother and the illegal immigrants, and it really shows where the Democratic Party is at today.
They don't care about anything except being in the office, Keith. I mean, that's
right.
It. That's all they care about. The office, the power, the control. You know, if they bring in 10 million illegals and that gets them the votes they need, so be it. They don't care. They don't live in the streets of the cities where these illegals roam anyway. They live in palaces cordoned off by walls. Yes, walls. So they don't have to deal with it. It's, you know, that's the way they live. They're better than you and I, Keith.
Right. Well, a lot of the Republicans are marching in that direction, too, and it's unfortunate because it seems like there's very little difference between the parties now.
And there's a lot of truth to that.
The positions that the Republicans hold that are different from the Democrats tend to only get lip service these days and not really much done about things that are important to the GOP voters.
Keith, thanks for stopping in. You got to vote the way you've got to vote, and you've got to get out there and get it done. Keith, thanks for checking in. The hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. I have a list here from Americans for Tax Reform. Grover Norquist, he was on the program last week here with us. He'll be on again soon. But Hillary Clinton has endorsed several tax increases on middle-income Americans. You know how she always talks about middle America and, you know, the middle class and how she's going to help them. Well, how about this if you're not informed? Check this out. Income tax increases of $350 billion because she wants to put a 28% cap on itemized deductions so you can't, you know, save yourself any money. She wants more taxes on businesses, $300 billion. But these are undefined business tax reforms. It's in the Clinton campaign documents. She wants a, quote, fairness tax increase. This one's just wonderful. A fairness tax increase, $400 billion, according to her published plan. Between $400 and $500 billion, by, quote, restoring basic fairness to our tax code, whatever the hell that means. She wants a capital gains tax increase. So you want to punish those who invest and make the economy work. See, here's where it makes no sense whatsoever. Here's how dumb these people are. Do not attack the workers and the savers, the people that work hard and save their money and put it in the bank or wherever they invest it. Don't punish those people. Those people make the economy move. But you want to tax those people. A tax on stock trading. Clinton has proposed a new tax on stock trading. Costs associated with this new tax will be borne by millions of American families that have 401ks. An exit tax. More taxes on those that die. Death tax. A 25% national gun tax. Yeah, a 25% national gun tax. So for those of you out there entertaining the notion of, well, I'll just vote third party, I don't like either one of these people, you're a fool. You are a fool. Because you're helping to propel somebody to the White House that has openly said the Supreme Court has the Second Amendment wrong, will nominate somebody to fill that seat, will take your gun rights away, and not just assault weapons, mind you, but will work toward taking your gun rights away altogether. You will put somebody in office who will not care about open borders or the destruction of American culture. You will put somebody in the White House who, there's over $2 trillion in tax increases here if you add these things up. $2 trillion in increased taxes and burden on the American people, primarily the middle class that she so cares about. A woman who's been in public service her whole life and somehow magically is worth around $300 million. How does somebody in public service become worth $300 million? By being honest, trustworthy, fair? Yeah, my ass. Free for all Friday, 888-900-9966, the number to call. You can also go to steveguber.com, drop me a line. We'll be back in just a moment.